The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
This commentary is in my book, written in July 2006. Strangely, if I wrote it today, 5 years later, it would still be relevant. Israel is at war with Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon, both terrorist organizations funded by Syria and Iran, the latter whose leader more than once has told the world that Israel must be destroyed. Despite my forthcoming remarks, I hope that the UN finally comes up with some solutions and advice to justify their existence for the U.S. and other democracies. This is a moment of truth for the UN. Not unlike the predictable reaction of Pavlov's dogs, who learned to salivate happily every time a bell rang, I experience a similar, though negative, reaction when I think about the UN. It was created in 1945 in San Francisco, 66 years ago. That was after World War II, and all the nations who participated were filled with hope that together they could solve the world's problems peacefully. It was deja vu all over again, like the League of Nations created after World War I, which turned out to be a dismal failure. The UN is also a dismal failure. Countries with different basic principles and moral standards can never homogenize. Add to that the inevitable human fact that those endowed with less will somehow hate those endowed with more, and like it or not, most of the UN hate the U.S. Haven't we seen throughout the years that when we turn to the UN for wisdom and counsel, nothing happens? Recently, we had urged the UN to come up with solutions for the North Korea problem, which could blow up the planet, and Iran, which surely could do likewise. Yet no decision is forthcoming because the UN is filled with intrigue, corruption, and prejudice. Let's face it, most members hate us with a passion because we are their foolish, generous benefactors who built them a home free of charge in New York City, and we pay all the yearly upkeep of $3 billion per year. And many of the leaders of the countries involved live in New York at our expense, and they reject most of our suggestions. I sound like a broken record, but let's invite the UN to leave the U.S., resign from it, and let's make an alliance with other democracies whose philosophies match ours of decency, fairness, and accountability, and move ahead to make the world safer. I believe the UN has an agenda, and that is to rule the world. As an addendum, here's another possible, less extreme solution. The UN has been the only kid on the block for 61 years and has shamelessly vetoed most U.S. suggestions. Thus far, it has cost our country possibly 61 times $3 billion. Before separating irrevocably, why not create a separate United Democracies now and add another perspective and dimension to global solutions? Or let's eliminate the United Nations altogether and also save ourselves $3 billion per year. What do you think? For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.
The long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book, full of Kay's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.